So, new perek, new sugya, and the topic of the next several dafin is going to be the halachos of miyun. So what exactly is miyun? It requires a little bit of an introduction. Midai raisa, a ketana, a girl that's not yet bas mitzvah, is able to get married. It's a chiddush. Because a ketana in halacha is deemed to be an eino bar das. If a person doesn't have das, she can't buy something, she can't sell something. She certainly would not be able to engage in a transaction of the magnitude of marriage. Stating that, the Torah in Parshas Kiseitse, it's tucked away in the Parsha of the Moitzi Shemra, says that one of the schosim that a father, not a mother, that a father has in his daughter is that he has the ability to be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. The kedushin will be effective midairaisa. It says in the Torah, "Va'omar avi hanayra el askenim as biti nosati leish hazeh leisha vayisno eha." And we learn from those words, "as biti nosati leish hazeh leisha," that a father has the ability to be mekadesh his daughter midairaisa. And when we say midairaisa, it means that this marriage is equally as effective as any other marriage. So a ketana could get married midairaisa. How so? In the event that her father would be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. It is worth mentioning that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishos Halacha Yotes says, "Va'afal pi she'yesh reshus lo'av l'kadesh b'tei she'ketano," even though a father has reshus to be mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a ketano, "ukishin nairo l'chol mi she'yirtza," to anyone that he chooses to marry her off to, "ein ro'i lasis kein." It's inappropriate for a father to exercise that right. "Ela mitzas chachamim," there's a mitzvah derabbanon, that a father should not be mekadesh his daughter, that's a ketano, ad shektagdel v'toymar b'ployni ani roitza, until she gets older and she says that this is the man that I want to marry. So although it's true that a father has the ability to be mekadesh his daughter, that's a ketano, but at the same time, Chazal were very sensitive to the way the father would use that koyach. But the point is that a ketano could get married midairaisa. How so? In the event that her father's makabel kedusha on her behalf, and in the event that she gets married, al yidei avia, she's a mikudeshes in the same exact way that she would be if she herself was already older, and she stood under the chuppah, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Now the only person that has the ability to do this is the girl's father. However, the Chachamim came, and the Chachamim said that midirabbanon, we want to expand the halacha of aspiti nosati le'ish hazeh. And the Chachamim said that if there's a girl that's a ketana that does not have a father, she's a yisoyma. And in the course of the sugyas, we'll define the word yisoyma a little bit better, because as we're going to see already in today's daf, that there's even a concept of a yisoyma b'chaye yaviyah. It's possible for a girl to be in halacha or yisoyma, even though her father's alive. But in the event that there's a ketana who meets the technical definition of a yisoyma, the halach is that her mother or her brother, or the Rambam says one of her other krivim, have the ability to be mekabel kedushin on her behalf, just like the father does. However, if it's done by the mother or the brother or one of the other krivim, the kedushin won't be chalmed eiraisa, the kedushin will only be chalmed rabban. And the reason the Chachamim instituted this is because the Chachamim felt that if there's a girl that's a yisoyma, chances are that she's going to be very, very vulnerable. She doesn't have anybody to protect her. So simply, she should have someone to protect her. The Chachamim said, if she gets married, she'll have a husband. So they instituted a tremendous chiddush, which is a kedushin and an nesuin derabbanon. And they said, who's the one that has the power of attorney to oversee this kedushin and this nesuin? It's one of her close relatives. But this kedushin and this nesuin, in contrast to when it's done al yedei aviyah, is only midrabanon. Now, because this kedushin and nesuin is only midrabanon, the Chachamim instituted a tremendous kula. And that is, ordinarily, if a woman is married and she's not happy in her marriage, she doesn't have any move that she can make to terminate her marriage. So how does a woman get out of a marriage? It's a Mishnah. Kedushin daf beitz v'koines atzma b'shtei drachim. either beget isha or b'misas abal. So if she becomes an almana, she's not married anymore. If her husband chooses to divorce her, she's not married anymore. What if she wants to divorce her husband? There's no such thing. It's the man that has the ability to divorce his wife. She has no ability to divorce her husband. However, when it comes to kedushei katana, the chachamim said that if at any point during the course of the marriage, the woman, this girl, is going to decide that she's not happy in her marriage anymore, she has a right to be mema'in. Mema'in literally means to refuse. She can refuse the marriage. She could say, I'm not Sefridin anymore. She can walk away and the Kedushin will be terminated. Obviously, Midairaisa, there's no such thing. This is something that only works with the Rabbanon. Hey, Mamru, the Hey, Mamru. The Rabbanon were the ones that were Mechadish Kedusha the Rabbanon. They had the ability to say that they only want the Kedusha the Rabbanon to work in the event that she's happy with this. But to the extent that she's not happy with this anymore, it's not going to work. So Miyun really is like Misa Sabal. It's like a get isha. It's like a chalitza. It's something that terminates a kesher ishus. It's a institution, dirabanan, and it was instituted for the marriage that was instituted midirabanan. In fact, there are times where Chazal would refer to kedushe dirabanan as kedushe miyun. Really, kedushe miyun is an oxymoron. Kedushin is the kesher ishus. Miyun is the act of terminating the kedusha ishus. Saying kedusha miyun would be like saying kedusha gerushin. But the point is, it's a kedushin that's subject to the laws of miyun. That's the basic concept of miyun. One of the yisoidos that's going to, again, appear and really permeate the sugis of miyun that it's kedai to speak out now, and that is that although miyun is like gerushin, it's like misa sabal, it's like chalitza in the sense that it's minatek, the kesher ishus, but there's a fundamental difference mechanically as to how miyun versus those other things work. And that is, miyun doesn't just terminate the marriage, but miyun retroactively terminates the marriage. Or in the vernacular, it's oikir the ishus lemafreya. So if a husband and wife were married for 10 years, and then they decide to part ways, and the man gives his wife a get, now hareyat muteris l'chol adam. Of course, they were married for 10 years. However, it's mikanu lahabo that they're no longer married. If a couple was married and then the man dies, now she's an almana. They were married as long as they were married. Now that he died, the kainas atzma b'misa sabal. Chalitza is the same thing. There was a zika between the yavam and the yavama. Then a chalitza was done. Mikanu lahabo, there's no more chalitza. Miyun doesn't work mikanu lahabo. Miyun works on mafreya. The geder of the takonas chachom of miyun is that in the event that a girl is memayin on her husband, not only do we say that, oh, moving forward, you're no longer going to be viewed as husband and wife, but we look at it as if lemafreya, as if they were never married. It's Yadua in Koisle Beis Medrash, Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is in Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Chedushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchas Ishus, said that although it's Mavur and Chazal, that Miyun is Oiker the Ishus Lemafreya, but Reb Chaim said that it's Oiker it Mikan Ulahaba Lemafreya. Now what exactly that means, we'll leave that for the Grace of London. But Reb Chaim said that it's Oiker Lemafreya, but only Mikan Ulahaba Lemafreya. The literal taich is that it's oikar lemafreya mikanu lahaba. So that today, after the miyun happened, if someone asks you, was there a yishus yesterday? The answer is no. Because today, the miyun was oikar retroactively the marriage. However, yesterday, we acknowledge that in real time, there was a marriage. So it's not like we're rewriting history. It's just that mikanu lahaba, we're going to behave and we're going to treat this marriage as if it never existed. But at the same time, cognizant and mindful and acknowledge of the fact that as it relates to yesterday, oh, of course yesterday there was a marriage. What do you mean? Today, we're acting as if there was never a marriage, but yesterday you're telling me there was a marriage? That's this inyan of mikanu lahaba lemafreya. So it's oikru lemafreya, but it's only mikanu lahaba lemafreya. Just to read three words of Reb Chaim and Sefer. Devadai din ha-miyon hu hafka al ikur ha-kedusha lemafreya. That's Pashat said Reb Chaim, that miyon is oikru the kedusha lemafreya. That's miyon 101. El de mikamokoim le-mahanya hafka ha-samiyon le-inyan shenema de-gam be-shaiton koidem ha-miyon le-hoyu ha-kedushan cholim ve-kayamim ba-az. However, Hafgas Samin doesn't work to the extent to say that even in real time there was never a marriage. Ki imrak, all it does is it says the la'achar hamiyun. Once the miyun was done, daininon la mikanu lahaba. We view it moving forward ki ilu le'neskacha me'olam, as if the marriage never happened. Va'alzehu de mahanya hafgas hamiyun. And regarding that, that miyun works on my friend. These are classic words. Maybe three of the most famous lines in Reb Chaim Mitzefer.